Well, thank you so much for staying with us right here at Press TV's World News as we continue our rolling coverage of the situation in Gaza. Of course, this being the 15th day now of the onslaught, that we're having in the Gaza Strip by Israel. What we do know, or at least the latest reports that we had, was that 583 now Palestinians have been killed and over 3,500 others have been injured. But we're going to cross over to the Gaza Strip and get the latest from our correspondent on the ground, Ashraf. Shannon, Ashraf, how are you? Good to have you back with us. Please fill us in on the latest situation on the ground there.
Well, as you said, Marzia, at least 583 people were killed during Israel's war on Gaza, or as it calls it, Operation Protective Edge. At least 3,660 people were injured. The number of injuries and fatalities continues to rise due to the fact that Israeli tanks are firing hundreds of shells towards eastern Gaza City, east of Al Buraj refugee camp, east of Rafah, east of Khan Yunis, and on northern Gaza's towns of Beth Hanun and Beth Lahia. The last five fatalities, four of them were women, Marzia. So this is just another proof that Israel has been killing civilians and they're targeting children, women, and the elderly. We kept saying this from the beginning of this onslaught on Gaza. The civilians are the target for Israel. This is ethnic cleansing. This is genocide. This is a continuation of 60 plus years of genocide of the Palestinian people. This is what Israel is doing with the help of the United States of America, who keeps giving Israel the green light to commit more war crimes against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. But the Palestinians of Gaza are not going out without a fight. Thousands, if not tens of thousands of Hamas fighters and Palestinian Islamic Jihad fighters, as well as other resistance factions, are fighting the Israelis, defending their people in the Gaza Strip. They're firing rockets towards Israel to thwart Israeli attack. They're firing rockets towards Israeli tanks. They're firing rockets against anti-personnel carriers, APCs. They're blowing up Israeli tanks. One of the most modern tanks in the world, the Merkava 4 tank, blew up at least five of them so far as I remember. And they kept they bombed at least three armored D9 bulldozers. The D9 bulldozers, I have to just stress this fact, is they are Caterpillar bulldozers. And throughout the last year, since the year 2000, the boycott, divestment and sanctions has called for the boycott of Caterpillar because it provides the Israeli army with Caterpillar D9 bulldozers, and the Israeli army adds armor to these D9 bulldozers and sells them back to the U.S. military, and also uses them against the Palestinians. They use them to demolish homes in the West Bank. Also, they use them to demolish homes in the Negev for Arab Bedouins inside Israel, and they keep using them against the people of Gaza as well.
Well, Ashraf, when we look at this situation, there are many that saying that, because you talked about ethnic cleansing, and we go back to the Nakba of 1948, and once again we see the Palestinians on the move, although they don't have many places that they can go within Gaza. I'm just wondering if you can just give a short history to the people that may not know. The majority of the people who are actually living in Gaza, as far as their roots, were actually elsewhere. But because of the Nakba, the majority of them were forced to go to Gaza.
Well, Marzia, the Gaza Strip has around 1.8 million people living here. Now, according to statistics by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, most of them are Palestine refugees. They were dispossessed and removed from the original homes of historical Palestine, what they call Israel now, in 1948 upon the creation of the Israeli regime. So for the nearly 1.3 million people here, the refugees, when rockets are fired from Gaza towards so-called Israeli towns and cities around the Gaza Strip, this is the places where their ancestors came from. They call it Eshkol region, they call it the Netiv HaAsara, they call it Ashkelon, Ashkelon for Gazans is Majdal. Ashdod is Ashdod. So all of these were Palestinian towns 60 plus years ago. And a lot of people here are still clinched to the keys of their homes and they want to return. Some people I've met, they keep saying, you know, this is a war for liberation, despite the fact that some resistance factions are saying, no, well, this war is actually to defend the Palestinians and to get the Palestinians of Gaza some rights. But some people are hoping that this is the war for the liberation of entire Palestine, the liberation of Jerusalem al-Quds, and the liberation of every inch of Palestinian land that was usurped in 1948.
All right, thank you so much. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent on the ground in Gaza. Ashraf, we'll let you go. We know you're very, very busy there. Let's cross over to Berkeley, California, and get in author of The Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shobman, in this conversation. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Shobman.
Thank you.
Ethnic cleansing is the phrase now that our correspondent on the ground has used to describe what he is witnessing in the Gaza Strip. Your take on this, is this ethnic cleansing?
Well, of course, the occupation of Gaza by its own refugee population is the quintessential expression of the ethnic cleansing that defines the Zionist project from its inception, predicated upon the claim that it is a land without a people for a people without a land. From its inception, the Zionist colonial project was to displace the population of Palestine, to remove them from their land and from history. And that, of course, is specifically true with respect to the people who live in Gaza now. As your correspondent stated, former inhabitants of cities and towns that were demolished, their population massacred, and their remnant population driven out. These are the people who now live in Gaza. And I want to make a particular point about that. Since 2005, nearly 10 years now, the occupation, the brutal occupation has been replaced by a brutal siege, creating what is openly called the world's largest open-air prison. The blockade that the Zionists have imposed upon Gaza is designed to make life unbearable, miserable, and almost impossible to sustain. The economy is in a permanent state of near collapse. Israel completely controls whatever gets in, and there is perpetual bombing, repeat bombing, which reduces much of Gaza to rubble. They cannot rebuild because construction materials are barred. A calorie calculation was made by top Israelis to allow Gazans just enough to survive. A leading Israeli functionary said the Palestinians will get a lot thinner, but they won't die. That means a huge percentage of the children are chronically undernourished, malnourished, an even larger percentage have stunted growth. The water and the sewage systems are destroyed as they are perpetually, leaving over half the population with the struggle to get clean water, which is unavailable. And these are precisely the systems which are being targeted in the current bombings and invasion. The whole of Gaza is facing a crisis of survival. That's the intent. And with respect to this, one important point. It was disclosed today that the Israelis are using what are called flechettes. That is to say, slivers of steel in canisters that are dropped that are anti-personnel weapons. Mm-hmm. They're canisters that contain little BBs, pellets that perforate all organs, rendering the victim inoperable. The florets lacerate the victims. They torment the population. They terrorize the population. They have only one function, and that is to render fatally wounded the children, the civilians, the population of Gaza itself. This is a war of genocide, a war of extermination, a war of unrelenting misery to be inflicted upon the population.
Okay.
It's a permanent feature of Zionist operations with respect to Palestinian inhabitants.
Stay with me, Mr. Shobman, please. Let me cross over to Madison, Wisconsin, getting political commentator, Mr. Kevin Barrett. Mr. Barrett, thank you so much for being with us. Why does it appear that Israel is trying to inflict the utmost harm on civilians? Even we see consistent attacks during the night when, of course, civilians would be trying to sleep. And we know that more than 50% of the inhabitants of Gaza are children. Why do we see, it seems like, such a callous attitude towards the Palestinian people?
Israelis are trying to break the Palestinians' will. will to resist, and ultimately to force them to leave Palestine. They're basically trying to kill or expel all of the Palestinians, except for perhaps a small minority that they will allow to live in Israel as second-class citizens. And, of course, they're afraid of the demographic bomb. They're afraid that they can't stop the Palestinians from living and having families and having children. And there's a particularly psychotic Israeli hatred of Palestinian women and children, and there's a kind of a paranoia about Palestinians having families and reproducing themselves. We see examples of this with the T-shirts worn by IDF soldiers with a picture of a pregnant Palestinian woman with a target on her belly, and the legend reads, "One shot, two kills." That is, they're proud of trying to kill pregnant Palestinian women. And they're also proud of killing children. And we recently had a high-level Israeli figure actually calling for the murder of Palestinian mothers.